This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump said Sunday he had never been told about reports that a Russian military intelligence unit was secretly offering bounties to Taliban militants in Afghanistan to kill U.S. soldiers. On Twitter, President Trump derided the New York Times report that U.S. intelligence officials had concluded months ago that a Russian unit had carried out the mission in Afghanistan last year. The report said Mr. Trump was briefed about it in late March. 20 American troops were killed in Afghanistan last year, but it was not known which killings might have been linked to the alleged Russian bounties. Both Russia and the Taliban denied the report of the bounties. Moscow called them baseless and anonymous accusations. The Russian embassy in Washington said the New York Times report had already led to direct threats on the lives of employees at Russian embassies in Washington and in London. A spokesman for the Taliban rejected the report and called the newspaper story an attempt to defame them. Earlier this year, the U.S. and the Taliban signed an agreement for bringing peace to Afghanistan after more than 18 years of conflict. The U.S. and NATO allies agreed to withdraw all troops if the militants uphold the deal. The number of COVID-19 infections around the world has passed the 10 million mark, with just over 500,000 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University on Sunday. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus called the milestone a sober reminder that even as research continues, the world has an urgent responsibility, these are his words, to do everything we can with the tools we have now to suppress transmission and save lives. Across Latin America, the number of cases has passed 2 million, according to the Pan American Health Organization. Colombia now has 88,591 cases. This is VOA News. Poland's presidential election appears to be headed for a runoff after no candidate appears to have won votes needed for an outright victory. Exit polls on Sunday gave right-wing President Andrzej Duda 42% of the ballots cast and saw Mayor Rafał Trzaskowski 30% of the votes. Television personality Szymon Hołownia had 13%. The top two expected to face off in a second round on July 12th. Duda's Nationalist Law and Justice Party is hoping to be able to extend its majority in parliament and implement conservative judicial and immigration policies that many others in the European Union have criticized as anti-democratic. Trzaskowski campaigned on promises to preserve the ruling party's popular welfare programs, but also says he would restore good relations with the European Union. The coronavirus outbreak forced a nearly two-month delay in the election. A senior U.S. official says Iran would become the arms dealer of choice for terrorists if a U.N. weapons embargo is allowed to expire. Brian Hook, the U.S. special representative for Iran, told the Associated Press during a visit to the United Arab Emirates that the world should ignore Iran's threats of retaliation in response to any extension of the embargo. Hook said such a response amounts to intimidation, which he called a mafia tactic. The current U.N. embargo on Iran is set to expire in October. It was imposed in 2010. It has stopped Iran from openly buying fighter jets, tanks, warships, and other weaponry, but it has not stopped Tehran from sneaking weapons into such war zones as Yemen, where Iran backs the Houthi rebels. Iran has denied supplying arms to the rebels, and it has not yet commented on Hook's remarks. But Iranian President Hassan Rouhani on Sunday called 2020 Iran's most difficult year because of the coronavirus outbreak and the U.S. economic sanctions that have nearly wrecked the Iranian economy. A Cameroonian journalist who freelances for VOA says he was harassed by police who seized his equipment Saturday in Yaoundé, the capital. Moki Edwin Kinzeka said he was also ordered to speak only in French. The Cameroon Association of English-Speaking Journalists on Twitter condemned this act in the strongest terms, it said. The group demanded an apology. Kinzeka is also a journalist with the state broadcaster CRTV. Timescape magazine reports that the attack on Kinzeka came during military raids Saturday on Anglophone Cameroonians in the capital, many of whom were arrested and ordered to speak French. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and you're listening to VOA News.